Today we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk with Leon Hodges and Dave Lenz, and they are members of the Atlantic Lions Club, and that's appropriate because they have an event coming up here very soon on October 27th. Their Pancake Supper will be held to help raise some funds and have a little fun with folks as they come through the Lions here. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Leon, talk a little bit about the Lions Club. How long have you been a member now?
Well, I've been a member of Lions for 55 years.
That's
all? You wouldn't think I was that old, would you? Believe me, I am. Now, I've been in four different Lions clubs traveling around. But Lions is the oldest service organization in the world. We were formed in 1917, so we're 105 years old now. And the local club was formed in 1928, so we're coming on 50 years?
100, no,
more
almost
than that. Well, anyway, so we've been around here a long time and have been involved in several projects. One of them is working with the blind. Helen Keller asked us to do this back in 25, to be at Knights of the Blind. And we have one of those blind men here with us who's a member of our club, Dave Lenz, and Dave's going to tell his story.
Okay. Well, I'm 67 years old. I've been blind for 57 years. I accidentally got a nail shot in my left eye when I was 3, and they removed that eye. My brother shot me in the other eye with a slingshot when I was 10, and I had light perception at that time. I started when I was 10 years old at the School for the Blind in Vinton, and when I was 15, I got punched in the eye, and it moved to cataract. And some of my sight came back. I'm still legally blind, but I've seen that way for a long time. I've worked all my life, 3 different jobs. I worked construction. I worked for a trade school, and I worked 25 years for the state of Iowa as a rehabilitation counselor. And I helped a lot of blind people find jobs, find their careers, go to school, help them deal with their blindness, because that was one of the big parts of my job. So I've been blind for a long time, and the main saying of the Iowa Department for the Blind was always, it's okay to be blind. And I've worked with the Lions clubs all over the state, talking to them about the services that is available to blind people in the state of Iowa. And when I retired, I needed a pair of e-glasses, and the Lions clubs helped me with part of that by paying for part of the e-glasses, which helps me see electronically. So, and they're fairly expensive. I paid for half of it or more, and Lions Club paid some, so it really helped me out. And for that, I decided to pay back service. So I've been a member of the Lions Club for 3 years. I participate in helping sell the Christmas trees, help them take money at the Pancake Supper. All I do is sit and talk to people when they come in. So it's a tough job. Yeah, that's the important job. So anyway, I really enjoy, I live in Cumberland, Iowa, and I enjoy belonging to the Atlantic Lions Club. It's a great group of people that have great camaraderie when we have meetings and outings and different things. So we have a lot of fun there. Plus, we raise money for the local community in Cass County and really give back to the community. All the money that we make from the Pancake Supper and the sale of the Christmas trees after Thanksgiving at the Hy-Vee parking lot goes right back into the community. So we really believe in the community first.
Very good. Dave, do you find that blindness is something we can all largely understand,
mm-hmm.
but do you find that people still are kind of surprised at some of the things that you and folks who have to deal with sight issues are able to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people do a lot of different things. I mean, I've had clients that's made up a couple hundred thousand a year, and I've had clients that wash dishes, but it's a matter of what their capabilities are. And people can do about anything they put their mind to if they want to do it. There's a lot of technology out there. We actually tried to level the playing field because a lot of the software that I use for my computer costs like $1,300. And we would go in and talk to a company, like if somebody's going to work on the computer, we would go in, we would look at their computer, and then we'd put that type of software, buy that software for them, so they would have it to use to lay the, make the playing field level. I've toured a lot of companies, factories, different places that where I go in and evaluate what a blind person can do and can't do, and tell them how a blind person can do the job. A good example of that is I went to Wells Blue Bunny's freezer, and I had a client that worked there for 23 years, and he got an injury on his rotator cuff, and he had to change jobs. And they wanted him to be the ergonomics specialist, right? And you had to, they wanted him to go in, use a clipboard, watch the, in the freezer, which was 25 degrees below zero, and mark it on a clipboard what was, how the job was done. I come up with a solution of getting a undersea camera with a case, insulating it. We actually had him film the job, set in his office, and do the analysis. He did a, they said he did a better job than the person standing there with the clipboard that could stand there and look at it, because he was looking at the job in detail, backing it up, looking at it and stuff. Where at 25 below zero, you really have a hard time, you know, focusing on what's going on.
Right.
So that's just one example of how accommodations can be done for somebody.
We've made a lot of progress, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
And part of that is with the assistance of organizations like the Lions Club.
Yep, the Lions Club has done a lot. We help with leader dogs. We help with, and it's not so much blindness, but we do help people that can't afford glasses. We help people that can't afford hearing aids. We take requests for stuff like that where somebody is in need, and we can help them out. And we get them requests all the time, and we're more than happy to do stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you end up in this club?
Well, that's because of the e-glasses that I asked for. And then I decided to give back to the club by joining the club and helping out that way.
I remember getting a call from him because my number happens to be on Facebook. I think that's how they got my number.
Yep.
He has a wife who's his helpmeet, and she does the driving and so forth like that. She's also a member of the Lions Club.
Yep.
So they've been very active and helpful in helping us to recognize more about what blind people have to go through.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then they threw us on to both of us on the board of directors.
So. Of course they did. It's like a lot of things in life, though. There are challenges that we come to that can overwhelm us, or we can overwhelm them. It's
That's
just
right.
up to us how we take at them. So very good.
That's right.
Well, the Pancake Supper helps to fund a lot of the things that you're able to do here locally, and that's coming up here very soon.
Correct. It's going to be October 27th from 4:30 to 7. There will be a bake sale at the same time. So that's, we sold out just almost everything last year at the bake sale. And
at the Atlantic Community Center.
At the Atlantic, yep.
And so we, you know, we support a lot of different projects. We won't get into a lot of them now, but one of the projects that we have is called KidSight. Mm-hmm. And we take pictures of children from 6 months to 4 years and see whether they've got a lazy eye or something, and send the results into Iowa City, and they tell us if there's a problem. And we've done over about 3,500 of those here locally since about 20 years ago. So, and we're going to be doing some eye testing next week over in CAM School District.
Sure.
So.
Well, so many people these days have to deal with sight issues of some mm-hmm. sort, mm-hmm. and so many of those are diagnosed, hopefully, when we're young, I mean, as young as possible. But so many of us, I know my example, too, was when I was in second grade, squinting at the chalkboard, and the teacher noticed it, said something at parent-teacher conferences, and next thing you know, I'm getting fitted for glasses.
Oh, really?
So, you know, and a lot of people have those kinds of experiences mm-hmm. and things, too. So when the need arises, it's nice to know that there are folks there, like the Lions Club, to be able to help out some of the with some of those different programs. Very good. Well, it does take money, and we appreciate the fact that folks will support efforts like this. These tickets you can buy in advance or get them at the door, right?
Right.
Correct.
$8 per person, 12 and under, $5, it says here on my note. Of course, with all of that money going back into the Lions Club charities, and so much of that stays here locally as well. Again, that's 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic on the fairgrounds, and that's Thursday, October 27th. Won't be any pancakes flying
next
around,
week.
Will there?
No.
Probably. Can I give my phone number if anybody wants to?
Absolutely.
712-254-0549. Okay. And we'll be glad to hear from anybody that's interested in more information, or especially if they're interested in joining.
Not a tough process to join the Lions Club?
Not tough.
No. State your intentions.
There's a few little dues, but we'll help you with that.
Yeah, all right. And you still have weekly meetings?
Monthly.
Monthly?
The fourth Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a board meeting at 5:15 and a meeting at 6:30. We combine the board meetings. Our club's smaller than it used to be, and so we've combined things a little bit.
Sure. And might be a little meal there, too.
Yeah, yes. That's part of it.
Very good.
It's always fellowship over food.
That's right. Very good. Well, and if you have any questions, this would be the time to ask, too. So make sure you stop on by. Help support the effort, and maybe you can find out that Lions Club would fit what you'd like to do, and how some of the your mission in life, too, and how you'd like to help folks out. Dave, Leon, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us.
Yep.